You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. Also on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. You can also find us streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
I have to push, I have to strike out.
80s. That's from English band Killing Joke. That's off their fifth studio album, 1985's Nighttime, which was happened to be recorded in Berlin, Germany. A little preview of what you're going to get today. I'm just in an 80s mood, so there's a lot of 80s stuff going on. Some 70s, some 90s, but mostly some 80s. You're listening to Backseat DJ. I'm David Schilling. Thanks to DJ Kiki for yet another spectacular Music for Neighbors show. Always good. Always good. Every Wednesday, I play a variety mix of music from artists you know and love, as well as introduce you to some you don't know. New releases, sneak peeks, local artists, classics, B-sides, interviews, all kinds of good stuff. And hey, looks like, I mean, it was at least. It stopped raining out there. And it's sunny, kind of, off and on in Portland here. So hopefully your drive home's not going to be too bad from work today. I've got, like I said, a lot of music from the 80s, as well as a few from the 70s and the 90s, like tunes from Primal Scream, Love and Rockets, Blondie, The Smiths, and a whole lot more, plus a band that's from England and America. Singer was living in England, the rest of the band is American, or rest of the band's English, she's American. They're called The Pretenders. You've probably heard of them before. 1980, they put out their debut album called Pretenders. Here's a great tune off that album, Tattooed Love Boys.
Then there's 20 doors around your heart, black and blue, the two love boys. I tore my knees up getting to you cause I need it. Find out what the thing was for, then read it. Man, the time came to explore. I went ain't far, cause I thought, like I like it. Little tease, but I didn't mean it. But you mess with a good star, you gotta pay. Good time is guaranteed for one and all. The tattoos, target practice in the hall while waiting for their number to get called out. I found out what the wait was about. I was a good time, yeah. I got pretty good. Changing tires upstairs, bro. I shot my mouth off and you showed me what that hole. My reach inside and my attitude heavy.
from New York City, The Amazing Blondie. That is one way or another, off of their third studio album from 1978. It's called Parallel Lines, and basically their commercial breakout album. After that, Blondie was huge and legendary. In the middle of the set there, Los Angeles band Missing Persons with Noticeable One. That's off their second album, 1982's Spring Session M. And in that band, you had drummer Terry Bozzio and singer Dale Bozzio, who were married, not brother and sister. And most of the band were all veterans of Frank Zappa's touring band. They all kind of got together from working with Frank.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Spielman Bagels and Coffee. Opened by Rick Spielman and his son, Raf, Spielman's has been serving handmade boiled and baked bagels and house-roasted coffee since 2011 in their flagship store located on Southeast 20th and Division Street. More information and hours at SpielmanBagels.com.
And good bagels they are. Definitely. All right, up next, the Scottish band, The Jesus and Mary Chain. Got a tune for you from their fourth studio album, 1992's Honey's Dead. The band is still going strong. They just released their eighth album in 2024 called Glasgow Eyes. It's a really, really good album. So it's real impressive that a band's got that much staying power. But, you know, when you're talented like The Jesus and Mary Chain, you can probably almost go on forever. Here's my favorite tune off this album, Reverence.
Yeah.
to Baxi DJ on X-Ray FM, Portland, Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach. Radio is yours.
Yeah. once I saw you, so cruelly you kissed me. Your lips a magic world, your sky all hung with jewels. The killing moon will come too soon. Your will through the thick and thin. He will wait until you give yourself to him.
I guess I'm just feeling nostalgic this week. That must be it. Going back in time. Music always does that for you. You can always go back a little bit and kind of revisit the old times in your head at least. And just back from Maui for a few days. Was over there for my granddaughter's first birthday, which was amazing. So maybe, yeah, hanging out with family did it too. I don't know. Anyway. That was a tune from the 1980s, Echo and the Bunny Man, The Killing Moon. That's off of their 1984 album, Ocean Rain, which was their fourth album. Right before that one, the legend himself, David Bowie, Cat People, Putting Out Fire, and that's off Dave's Let's Dance album. And that tune was originally recorded in 1981 as the title track for the erotic horror film Cat People. Then Dave remade the song, the version I just played, for his 1983 album Let's Dance. And the first version of that tune wasn't quite as edgy as this one, and he wanted to change it up. Plus, those of you with a really keen ear and know your guitar players heard Stevie Ray Vaughan playing guitar in there. Stevie played lead guitar before he had released his amazing debut album, Texas Flood. And he played with David Bowie. Dave saw it. And, you know, who wouldn't? I mean, geez. Stevie Ray Vaughan on your record. Excellent. And Nile Rodgers also played on that album too, produced it. Sorry. And the second tune of that very long set was Scottish band Primal Scream with Motorhead. And that is off their fifth album, 1987's Vanishing Point.
Support for X-Ray comes from Beeline Urban Delivery. Beeline supports businesses with access to zero emission delivery, warehousing, and advertising services. More at b-linepdx.com.
Moving right along, staying in the 80s. Got a tune for you from the Smiths off their third studio album, 1986's The Queen Is Dead. One of the things I love about the Smiths is, and back in the day, I wasn't, you know, too keen on them all the time, but now I really appreciate them. And just, I love how the lyrics can be really dark, but it sounds like a really kind of uplifting tune, sort of. I don't know. It's Morrissey's voice, I guess, that does it. Anyway, I'm going to stop rambling and play you some music here. There's a Light That Never Goes Out, The Smiths.
I'm sounds all around me, and it's turning my eyes. Still, calm and quiet now, my precious boy. Don't struggle like that, I will only love you. But it's much too late to get away. Turn on the light. The Spider-Man is having you for dinner tonight. And I feel like I'm being eaten by a thousand million children friendly holes. I know that in the morning I will wake up in the shivering cold. And the Spider-Man is always. We'll be right back.
English band Lovin' Rockets. That was Mirror People off of their third studio album, 1987's Earth, Sun, Moon. Lovin' Rockets was basically the members of the legendary goth band Bauhaus, minus the Bauhaus singer Peter Murphy. Otherwise, it was Bauhaus doing new music. In the middle of the set there, The Cure, Lullaby. That's off their eighth studio album, 1989's Disintegration. That was it in that set, wasn't it? All right, well, we're almost out of time anyway. I'll see you next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific with a whole new batch of great tunes. Send me an email with any feedback, comments, artists, and new release suggestions at david@backseatdjpdx.com. And you can check out any previous Backseat DJ show on the vault, in the vault on xray.fm. And you can find the Backseat DJ show page under the shows tab, as you can with any of the other X-Ray shows. We're all archived on there, so you can just listen nonstop 24/7 to X-Ray shows if you like to, which is a good thing. There's a lot of good music in there. All right, I've got one more left for you here. Manchester, England band Oasis. They're just finishing up their, where they have finished up their 2025 European and North American tour dates of their reunion tour. And next up, they're playing Korea, Japan, Australia, and then South America. So if you missed them around here, you're going to have to get on an airplane, fly a long ways to see those guys if you're that interested. But I did hear the shows were excellent, and they went through with them. They didn't break up during them or before. I mean, geez, I guess everybody matures after a while, eh? All right, thanks for listening. Don't go anywhere. Stay right here. The always excellent Electric Avenue is coming up next, and I will see you next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific right here on X-Ray FM. Here you go, off of their album Definitely Maybe from 1994. It was their debut album. Here's Oasis, Up in the Sky.
You're tuned in to Electric Avenue here on X-Ray FM. I'm Jimbo. I'm your host. Flying solo today, Vern is out shopping for hockey sticks. This is KXRY Portland. It's 91.1, 107.1 FM. We broadcast in Wheeler.